This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Time for sports. Madness, I tell you. Sheer madness. March madness up ahead. Mellow madness is here, so we've loosened the straps on the straitjacket of NPR's Tom Goldman, who joins us. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, Scott.
You know, this weekend, when you usually when you mention big college basketball games, you might think Duke, Carolina, Texas, Kansas, right? Arizona, UCLA. But this weekend's top game is Brigham Young, the university in Utah, not the guy. Brigham Young versus San Diego State. Yeah, and? That was a good. That wasn't a bad ad lib. So, how did these two teams from a conference that is not considered a basketball power become the game to watch and perhaps the two teams to watch this year?
Well, they're really good. BYU is ranked number 7th in the nation in the AP poll. San Diego State number 6 in the AP, number 4 in another poll. You know, in a season when no men's college basketball team is showing utter dominance, why not believe that these teams could go far in the NCAA tournament next month? Now, the game on CBS today reportedly is the first time two Mountain West Conference teams in any sport is being televised live by an over-the-air network. And, you know, it's quite a big deal. And not to needlessly oots the BCS, Scott, the college football's postseason event. Yeah. But one thinks about how another Mountain West team, undefeated TCU, was left out of last season's championship football game because, of course, there's no playoff in college football. Of course, that's not the case in men's basketball. BYU, San Diego State, we'll get their shot to represent the Mountain West and maybe at the mountaintop.
Yeah. Oh.
How about that?
Yeah. All right. That's not a bad one. Jimmer Fredette scored 43 points last time they met. San Diego can change that now?
Tough to do. You know, after that 43-point performance, NBA star Kevin Durant, who's pretty good offensively himself, he tweeted, "Jimmer Fredette is the best scorer in the world." And last year, Fredette scored 33 points against San Diego State, even when he had strep throat and mono. But San Diego State has a very tough defensive team. In fact, defense is the Aztecs' specialty. Plus, they're playing the game at the Aztecs' Viejas Arena. It will be rocking because Aztec fans are treating this like the biggest game ever.
Big NBA news this week, of course. Carmelo Anthony and some Denver Nuggets went to the New York Knicks in exchange for 4 players, some draft picks, and I think Croatia's gross national product. But, you know, they still couldn't beat the mighty Cleveland Cavaliers last night, could they?
I love that. That's so funny.
That aside, does this readdress the East-West balance of power in the NBA?
Well, you know, yes, Carmelo is in New York, Deron Williams in New Jersey. That certainly sends some top dogs to the East. You got those guys in Miami, of course, those big three. But, you know, Boston sending Kendrick Perkins to Oklahoma City, that people are still scratching their heads about that and say that that may weaken the best team in the East, Boston. Mm-hmm. San Antonio still considered the best team in the NBA right now. The Lakers are the 2-time defending champs. So the West isn't forgotten by any stretch.
And there seems to be some concern, I've read this in a few places, within the NBA, that they might be becoming a league of half a dozen major market teams, you know, the ones in New York, Chicago, L.A., Boston, and Miami, leaving the rest of the league as kind of minor league franchises that just feed talent to the major teams.
Mm-hmm. Well, concern, I think, is too strong a term. In fact, it is. An NBA official told me that. But is the NBA aware? Yes. And is the NBA monitoring this? Yes. Stars mean a lot more in the NBA because they can directly affect the outcome of games more so than stars in the NFL and Major League Baseball. So the NBA is aware that too many of these guys in a few places could make this league, you know, as you say, a league of haves and have-nots. That NBA official told me yesterday the league would like to be more NFL-ish, as he said, more parity, more fans truly believing their team has an honest shot at winning the title. And so the NBA has some ideas floating around how to limit the clumping of stars, and those ideas may pop up in upcoming labor negotiations.
Sad event this morning, too. Funeral services in Chicago for former NFL safety Dave Duerson. Wonderful career, of course, played on the 85 Super Bowl champion Bears and then later Super Bowl team for the Giants. He shot himself to death in the chest February 17th. Dave Duerson was 50, smart, delightful. He left a note asking his brain be examined for possible damage during his playing days. this could have real repercussions.
Well, it could, and you know, there's still coulds and perhapses surrounding the story. You know, he said reportedly he texted his family that he wants his brain to be examined for chronic traumatic encephalopathy, CTE. It's a brain disease linked to depression and suicide. Some football players, retirees, have shown this. We still don't know about Duerson, and this is another case, and if it's football related. But yes, this issue, we're told, is part of current labor negotiations between the NFL and its players' union.
Yeah, we should note he also unfortunately had a lot of financial problems and personal problems.
Right.
NPR's Tom Goldman, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Scott.